Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Awaken with Maria and Monica. And today we've got a lot to talk about, especially with this coronavirus. I know there's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of fear porn. There's a lot of panic. A lot of people have seen what I sent out, and a lot of people still are asking me if it's okay to share it. Absolutely, share my information anywhere you want to. It's interesting because today, all of a sudden, people that have never commented on my Facebook are talking about my work and how I've warned people for years what these people are up to, and also saying that I was right, and everybody said that I was crazy. So it's nice to see after 20 years, people starting to pay attention or actually say, oh, she was right. Anyway, good morning, Monica.
Hey, I've got to tell you something. Good morning. One of my mentors, he was flying me in his Learjet back in the 1972, and he said, if you're being criticized, he says, then you're on the right track, because very few statues are erected to critics, only the people they talk about. Will they be built statues for? So right. When you were telling that story just now, I thought, well, then she's on the right track. She's being criticized.
Well, now all of a sudden I'm being recognized instead of criticized, which is new for me. So I'm like, wow, okay. You know, I always tell my kids, you know, I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens eventually, Maria. You let time pass, you know, everyone laughed at our friend David Icke and threw pies in his face because of the stuff he was writing. And that happened for 2 years.
Right.
And then all of a sudden now people are seeing that his predictions are actually manifesting. Duh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, listen, you know, it's like that old Billy Joel song. You might think I'm crazy, but it just might be a lunatic you're looking for. I play some days I play that on repeat while I'm doing my exercises at the gym.
So, oh, yeah. You know, he used to say stuff like that with John Lennon.
Right. Well, John Lennon was always one of my favorites, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Especially his song Imagine. You know, maybe we're getting close to the day where we can imagine a world without them in it.
We can. That's what I want to talk about today, as a matter of fact, because I've got some really powerful messages over the weekend on two different days. And I thought, okay, because I asked the question, why?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why is this happening? And I want to, if you don't mind giving me a few minutes just to explain the message as purely as I can.
Well, you know, before you do that, I did get, just to show how in tune my listeners are with us, they have no idea what we were going to talk about today. And I got this question from Louise, and I wanted to put it out there because I think your what you got is the answer to it. She said, I generally feel okay about these coronavirus events, but I could see the virus as a fog descending and permeating across places, and I'm not sure if it's good or bad. I'd really be interested in what you both see psychically in relation to the virus.
Well, I'm not as interested in the how, because I already know how, and that's what she's talking about. I'm interested in the why. So maybe you should answer her question, because I'm going to go right to the why.
Well, to me, I mean, the fact that she said she sees it as a fog descending on the planet, I will have to say that from the very beginning, I even made a post on social media that since so many people have not bothered to notice chemtrails all these years since the 1990s, and will attack me every time I post videos of as they're spraying above my house, I had said that the perfect delivery system for this is the chemtrails. And it's interesting because they say it's 10 days before it reaches the next continent or the next country. So I often wonder how long does it take for a chemtrail to travel around the world or a cloud.
I think it's actually more than chemtrails. That might be one of the ways. the thing that we all know is that her message and her thoughts are very symbolic, as is yours, which means that it was intentionally done. However, whichever way they choose to do it, I felt that they used several different techniques, they meaning the agenda. And so we know symbolically that it was intentional. And I think that all our messengers are saying the same thing. And it's specifically if it's chemtrails or fog or whatever, it doesn't matter. What matters is why it happened.
Right. So what did you get over the weekend?
Okay, so I got two messages on two separate days. The second one to me was stronger. The first message was when I was wondering how long it was going to last. You know, then I get my messages in the morning because I'm telepathic, so I actually hear a voice. And this voice is a male voice that comes to me. It's very, very subtle. It's not like I've got schizophrenia. It's a feeling of hearing, you guys. So if I told you to listen to the sounds of the oceans, you can replicate that in your head because you've heard it before. So it sounds like that. That's what telepathy sounds like.
All right.
And the other schizophrenia, that's not what I have.
Well, I just referred to it as the voice.
The what?
The voice.
I referred to it as the voice, yeah.
Right.
And so sometimes I just call it spirit. You know, and so when I get messages, sometimes I go into automatic speak, which means I just let it speak through me. And it's not like channeling, because I've done that before in the 70s, and I used to leave my body for that to happen. Now I don't. So anyway, this voice told me that there's going to be peaks, and then it starts to stabilize, and then it drops. The cycle, he said, was about 6 to 8 weeks, and he said, and you'll see it traveling from east to west. So it's not going to be long-term. In fact, you know, I'm in California at this point in time, that ours is not even peak. It's starting to peak, but it's not there yet. So we're looking at another, probably a good month before it starts to really stabilize and then drop. And then once it drops, it's gone. But then it continues traveling east until everyone hits the same kind of peak. They stabilize, and then it drops, and it's gone. So they said as quickly as it started, that's how quickly it can end. The problem is that people, especially in our country, because of the orange face in the White House, didn't do anything. So people, you know, kept spreading it. Now, of course, where I was born in Santa Fe, California, and grew up in Santa Clara, Silicon Valley, now those areas are all, you know, they can't come out of their house for 3 weeks. And so that affects my mother, my brother, my nephews, and a whole bunch of my friends.
Right.
And family. So they're stuck. Where I live in San Benito County, we don't have that, you know, isolation because, you know, two people that had it here in January, they were airlifted. And so anyway, they're fine now. They were released. So I can go out. But the stores, I can't believe there's nothing on the shelves. It's crazy. So that looks weird. So anyway, the second message I got was, okay, so I got a timeline of how it's going to work. And he said, just pay attention to how it moves across to the east. Now, the exception was for some reason he highlighted Italy, Spain, and New York. And for some reason, there has been more of a deposit in those areas, and I don't know why that is. Now, the why this happened is very interesting to me because it completely made sense. He said, the people on your planet have been stagnant. They have been stuck. They have allowed the evil agenda to get rid of populations and to control the people of the earth to take over, and they've done nothing. They've been complacent. And you say this a lot, Marie, because you say when they have protests in other countries, why can't we do that, you know?
Right.
And so he said that because of the complacency, the planet has been taken over by so much negativity, and that has become the normal for people, rather than... And then they're disconnected, and they're inviting that negativity in, which means the mindset here is spreading from one person to the other like the 100th monkey.
Right.
Therefore, complacency and being stagnant cannot happen if we want to save this planet. So what happens is that all of a sudden you have things happen like those huge fires in Australia that killed 1 billion animals, and you have things like that happen, hurricanes, things that are trying to happen in order to wake people up. Have not been enough. So the pandemic was created in order to be able to wake everybody up, because now it affects the world. And what have people been doing? They've been praying. And what happens when you pray? You're reconnecting to your spirit and to the source. Call it God, higher power, you know, the universe, whatever you want, the source of love. It doesn't matter. The I am is actually how the I am or God expressed itself and identified itself in the book of Genesis as the I am. And if you say the words, I am that I am, I am that I am, I am that I am, you're automatically linked to the I am. And that source is love. And the only way to shift this planet is to come from a place of love. And what is fear? Fear is an absence of love. False evidence appearing real. Whatever you want to call it, everything you want is on the other side of fear. So people allowed fear to become their normal.
Right.
That's not okay. So the only way to fix that is to get people unstuck and to become back. I mean, gosh, we are a spirit with a body and a mind and emotions, but we're a spirit, and that's the one that lives forever. So why do we disconnect from that and allow the opposite, which is very demonic and evil, control us? So he said to me, it is your choice at this point in time. If this pandemic has a purpose, it will work, and it will be over soon. Calm down.
Calm down is a good one. Well, you know, people have been asking me, and, even my own kids are nervous about it. And it just came out of my mouth. I said, this will be over in 2 months.
Right.
When you look at what it is exposing, the failure of crony capitalism, the failure of the monetary system, the failure of politicians worldwide. It's not just here in America where people are pissed at Trump and Pence. You see the same thing in Italy. You see it in Spain. You see it everywhere. So I don't know. I've often wondered, and I will share this with you, what is it going to take to wake people up?
Pandemic.
So maybe this is it. But
this is it.
Maybe this is God's way of saying everybody better think about getting rid of Trump because he's as useless as they come.
Get rid of them all. We have to shift the energy on this planet completely around.
Absolutely.
And once we do that, we can save the planet. Otherwise, if we continue being complacent and not doing anything and just saying, we have power, each and every single one of us, and when we get this message and why, but we don't have to teach or preach anyone. People are automatically praying. They're singing in Italy. That's a real positive energy.
I love that. I love they started doing that in Jerusalem, too.
Oh, thank God. The thing about it is that music also is a loving energy. It's
absolutely.
Aren't you an artist?
Absolutely, yes, I am an artist. But listen,
that kind of activity is a right brain activity, and it connects to the heart and it connects to the gut. Like I was talking to David, I think last week, and he said, we have three brains, one in the gut, one in the heart, and one in the head. He goes, and the one in the heart connects the other two and balances them. So when a person's emotionally upset, they need to reconnect to their heart and to the right brain.
Right.
Hey, that makes sense to me.
Absolutely.
Because the emotional part of us is dominated. That's the third chakra. So stay away from the color yellow. Don't have it around you because it activates the third chakra. And activate the color green, which is the heart chakra, and indigo.
Right. Well, listen, I had met a woman many years ago from Colombia. And even though we had a hard time talking to each other because, her English was very bad. She said to me, well, let's listen to some music. She said, music is the international language of love.
Yeah.
And I never forgot that. So, most days I spend in the quiet, okay? But on days where I'm feeling I need some energy or a boost or whatever, I start blasting my music. Watching these people, and of course, Italy started it. And I said, Italians always find a way to make the best of any situation. I've watched so many videos of them flash mobbing, from building to building and playing their music. And then yesterday, you listened to my new show. So you heard me say that they're also doing the same in Jerusalem. And maybe that vibration can change and will change the vibration of fear.
Exactly what we're talking about, because Einstein said specifically, he said, raise your vibratory frequency to match that what you want specifically. See it in your mind and raise your frequency to match it, and you'll get it. He says, there can be no other way. Life is energy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you do that, you receive it. If your vibration is low, you're going to attract that kind of energy instead. He said, this is not philosophy. This is physics.
Exactly.
So it gives us a clue. This is why I like Taoism, because it's all about energy and vibration and frequency. And we are the ones that decide where our vibrational frequency is based on our thoughts and our emotions. Again, very human kinds of things. So we have to really get centered every single day.
Absolutely. I've been telling that to a lot of my clients, a lot of my friends. Listeners to my show are smart enough where, you know, they wrote me weeks ago, they canceled their trip here, canceled their trip there. They didn't wait for everything to shut down. So, you know, being in the know is more important today than it ever was.
Absolutely. And sometimes things just cross your path and you're wondering, like, why? I was supposed to see my doctors at Kaiser Permanente yesterday in San Jose, which is like a real hot spot, right? And all of a sudden they called me on Friday and said, we're canceling your appointment until the end of April. I said, good, because I was going to call and cancel anyway. Right. You know, that's where I get my injections on my neck. And those are painful. And so I said, I need a sign. Should I cancel or should I go? You know, just get it out of the way because I don't like those things. And they called me instead. They said, we're canceling everyone's appointments. Not even to go into Kaiser Permanente Hospital. It's not safe.
Right.
In San Jose. So I welcome those kinds of pivots and out of nowhere things that happen. I call it divine order.
Right. Well, you know, the other thing you can do, and listen, nobody's immune, you know, but you can build your immune system. You can eliminate negativity in your life. Stay away from low vibration places, people, etc. Because now more than ever, with all this fear out there, people are going to be draining the few people that are walking around that actually have life force energy.
Mm-hmm.
So people also have to check.
And when we're by ourselves, when we stay in the house and we're by ourselves, it causes us to look for solutions. You know, in fact, if you wouldn't mind giving me a minute, there's something I read yesterday and I loved it. I actually posted it. You might have seen it already. I put it on Instagram. And it says this, and the people stayed home and read books and listened and rested and exercised and made art and played games and learned new ways of being and were still and listened more deeply. Some meditated, some prayed, some danced. Some met their shadows and the people began to think differently and the people healed. And in the absence of people living in ignorant, dangerous, mindless, and heartless ways, the earth began to heal. Mm. And when the danger passed, the people joined together again. They grieved their losses, made new choices, and dreamt new images, and created new ways to live and heal the earth fully as they have been healed.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is. You know, it's interesting because a couple of days ago, you know, in my town, we'd lose Wi-Fi, like, you know, if there's a wind. So if there's a drizzle, forget it. You can be out for 24 hours. But we lost power, Wi-Fi and the phones. All the phones go out too, which is interesting, whether it's a landline, whether it's a cell phone, doesn't matter what you're on, which plan you have. And it goes down for hours at a time. And I remember my granddaughter's she was all ready to start, you know, her texting and whatnot, and her phone wouldn't work. So then she went to put on her Xbox, and of course that's not going to work because you have to have Wi-Fi for that. So she's all, I can't do this, I can't do that, what can I do? And I looked at her and I said, read a book. So that's my answer pretty much to everybody. You know, when people are saying, you know, the guys at the gym, we have no sports, you know, you can't watch this, you know, no NBA, no NHL, no this. And I said, read a book. All right, that's my answer to everything is read a book.
Listen, you're talking to me because that's the last thing I choose too. I'm dyslexic, so I tend to invert words. So reading wasn't my high point, but yet for me, it's also the theater of the mind. Because when you're reading something really great, it's like a movie in your head. So that's how I was able to, you know, keep reading.
Well, you know, the other thing I've been suggesting on social media since everybody's going into lockdown, whether voluntary or not, I said, what better time to get the education in the 700 hours that I have on my site? You can sit back and actually get an education for $10 a month.
That's a great solution, Maria.
Exactly.
Because I'm more auditory than I am visual. So listening to your show is a great idea because you keep people updated anyway, you know, what's going on.
Right.
I think that, you know, when people hear news, come from a place of observation, not emotion. Don't get pissed off as much as you're observing it. Watch it like a separate person. I see that going on and now I need to get to solution. Get myself centered. Connect with a source of love. Take that love that I have in my heart and send it out to the planet.
Exactly.
And then if you're coming from observation, you're not going to react emotionally because that only hurts us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's happening with fear. It only hurts us when we do that. We lower the vibration of ourselves exactly the way the plan or the agenda wants it to happen. No, we can't be contributors to that stupid plan because 144 people are in charge of that plan and they're affecting billions of people with their fascist agenda. You know, a new series started last night called The Plot Against America. It's on HBO. It's 6 episodes. Oh my gosh, it's from the 1939-1940 where Charles Lindbergh becomes president and creates a fascist America, which reminds you kind of like Trump, right?
All right.
Trying to do the same thing. Oh, that man was evil, Charles Lindbergh.
Absolutely. I mean, I've covered him with Donald Jeffries on his book, Conspiracies in the United States from, I forget the years, but that's still in the archives. He was insane, is also, you know, part of it, too.
Yeah,
but, you know, listen, in America, we tend to worship the worst people among us. And, you know, listen, I don't trust not one person in this administration, nor one word coming out of their mouths.
Yeah, so just ignore it, observe it, see what's happening, and then take action, which you do. You're very proactive. So bring the awareness to people like you do, and then you end the show with just observe this information because you don't want to keep your head stuck in the sand, that's for sure. And because that means you're not even aware, you're clueless. And then what happens, because I learn a lot by listening to you. I take the information, I go, okay, so this is what happened today. Sometimes, before I was looking at the news to see how many new cases there are. Now I'm not.
Good.
I don't even want to know. The only thing I did know is that, you know, where I'm from, Silicon Valley, they've 7 counties have been shut down. People can't leave their homes. And that affects my mom, my brother, who works in Silicon Valley now is working out of his home, and my nephew's at home, too. So when I heard that, that's stuff I needed to know.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I went to the gym yesterday, and usually the minute I walk through the door, I get bombarded. But the one man that likes to tease me about what I know about the news wasn't in a teasing mood yesterday. He came over to me very sullen, and he said to me, "Can you tell me what's going on? Because I know you know more than anybody else." Because he's in well into his 70s, I could tell he had fear.
Yeah.
And I said to him, just remember this, 8.8 million people a year die from air pollution. This virus will not even come close to killing that many people.
No. And you know why? Again, because people are becoming more aware. Our souls are older, even though he's older and might have traditional values and might be in, because fear is a way of enslaving people or putting them in jail without the bars.
Right.
You know, that's what it was designed to do. But fear, the fear is a lack of love. I mean, so eventually you have to do the 180 and okay, so therefore I need to align with this instead. I mean, it reveals itself to each individual.
Right.
And when I got that message this weekend, I thought, okay, it's working already. And look at the kindness that's now coming out of China. They want to send us kids and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I was telling you yesterday, NBA players are stepping up, donating millions and hundreds of thousands to help people. Mm-hmm. It's like it brings up, I think we're at our best when things are at their worst. That's why it works. And that, because what it does is it causes us to do it. It causes us. But if we stay in fear and think that you're not powerful, think again.
Well, but you said it, you know, you went to your store, the shelves are empty. So you have people that are being whipped up into a frenzy by the morons in charge. You know, first it's go out. You know, I was listening to the morons this morning before the show. And there's Steve Mnuchin, who's ripped us off for millions and trillions of dollars, telling people to keep going out to eat, to how you can order food online as if Americans are stupid, and all the wrong things to do. And, you know, what did we get from the president and vice president? We get, you know, just buy what you need, just shop for a week at a time. There was no compassion. There was no empathy for the people that are sick, for the people that are dying. They actually took that out of the speech. When you look at these people, and, you know, as well as I do, that David Icke's been demonized for for decades over exposing the reptilians on this planet. But people have to realize when I say the world is run by demons, it's not an exaggeration. Okay, these people have no soul. They have no real life force. They have no human qualities, no empathy, no love, no care or concern about anything but their agenda. And they have multiple agendas. But
Absolutely. And
if they can create the chaos, you know, problem, reaction, solution, then they can put in a new order that people will, you know, people have to stop saying, I need the government to save me, fix this for me.
Because we got to start with ourselves.
Exactly. And listen, getting educated is the most important part. I don't think there's a subject on earth that I haven't covered in the 20 years of doing my show. But I was that kind of kid. When I was a kid, I wanted to know everything about everything. And I still do. I still do. So to me.
I do too. I have OCD. So when I study something, I really get into it.
Exactly. So, you know, when people say, you know, I don't want to know this and I don't want to know that, or, you know, somebody saying I'm not interested in politics, my answer is always the same, but politics is interested in you.
Yeah.
I mean, we suffer under what these demons create. You know, we still don't have a relief bill for Americans. Okay. The Senate is still sitting on that. They think it's ridiculous, but they had no problem bailing out the banks long before the coronavirus was pushed in front of our faces. So the bailout wasn't just last week of the banks in the market. It's been going on. So here you're facing a global economy failure, and all of a sudden this pandemic is there. So it's like, you know, look at my left hand. Don't pay attention to what my right hand is doing.
Oh, yeah. That happens all the time. You know, the thing is that you can be aware of all this happening again, but we have the power to change everything because there's more of us than them. There's 7 billion of us. And as things, you know, move across and affect the entire world, people are waking up. And I think, again, because we're smarter than what happened in 1918, because of our awareness, but I think the key was we were disconnected from that awareness. We were disconnected from spirit, and spirit is love. So when we connect to spirit, oh yeah, this is what I do in the morning. My heart is connected to the source of love, call it God, the higher power, the I am. My heart is connected to that source, which takes care of me at all times, and also surrounds me in beautiful light. It surrounds my family, surrounds my home, my pets, my car is all surrounded by that light, and anything that's unlike the light cannot enter anywhere, not my home, not myself, not my mind. And it takes 5 minutes to do that. That's not a lot of investment.
No, it isn't.
You get.
Listen, you know, when I, first of all, you know, because I'm a teacher of the medicine wheel, everybody should have a medicine wheel on or around their property. Even if you're in an apartment, you can make a little portable medicine wheel. It's one of the best protective things I've ever worked with in my life. But it's also a very, you make your own little spiritual center just by creating a medicine wheel. You know, if you have Reiki, you know, at night I visualize my wheels. I have two big wheels on my property. What I do is I visualize those wheels expanding to cover my entire property. Then I expand them in my mind's eye through my entire town. Then I expand it to the state of Arizona. Then I expand it to the United States. Then I expand it to the entire world.
All of it works.
Right.
All of it.
I mean, and I've been sending Reiki to the coronavirus itself to transform into something beautiful.
And it will, because that was the intention of it in the first place. It came here to wake people up. And because it's doing it already, you're seeing it happen. You're going to see how it drops off. It is one of those, I was also told that it was a rare form of flu, but it was meant to attack the lungs specifically. So it's because it's a rare strain, you're going to see the agents coming up with answers right away. I think the reason, you know, we have a lunatic in the office right now and not doing anything is because people need to see that. And there's still people that are supporting him, but if they see that he did nothing, they're going to think twice, because a lot of regular Republicans are not, they're voting Democrat for the first time. And I don't care who's in there as long as we beat that man, and we will. He's going to lose. This is going to be his downfall. He exposed himself to have no compassion. He never even mentioned those families who've lost people.
No,
he didn't mention
not.
Any of the dead. He didn't mention any of the people who are infected. And then he comes out saying he tested negative. Bullshit.
That's a lie. When he said he tested negative, I made a post on Facebook. You should see the answers I got. They're hilarious. I said, if he tested negatives for the virus, what does he have? And people really went off on that. So, and of course, that got me another restriction on Facebook.
Oh, please.
So I don't really care. Monica, we need to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about some practical things people can do, A, to stay healthy and stay out of the fear. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We must be in the Twilight Zone or some other dimension because this is March Madness Special with Maria Heller. She's slashing her prices 50% off for March Madness, not the other March Madness. This is her March Madness. 50% off for a half-hour session. Her readings are extraordinary, specific. She'll let you know what's going on in 2020 for you and where are the areas you need to shift. And when you take this advice, which believe me, it's worth much more than the discount that you're getting, it's a gift. And you'll know exactly what you need to do specifically in order to have the life that you want and you deserve. Peace, joy, harmony, and financial prosperity, and all those things that when we're aligned with that higher power, we get them. Maria knows exactly what you need to do because she's so clear in her vision. She'll give you the answers, and she'll record your sessions so you can take notes when you listen to it. She's amazing. She's my favorite intuitive, and I get my reading once a year with her as well. So take advantage of her 50% off special. The special is on her website. Just go to the button that says donation, and you can click there for it. It's $100. I mean, that is an incredible price to pay. You deserve that. Give that to yourself. You can go out to dinner and spend that, and it's gone. This is going to be there for a lifetime, and you'll know exactly what needs to be shifted in order for you to have exactly what you deserve to have. Align yourself today with a source of love, and that's where you start. She'll give you the rest of the specifics, and enjoy your session with her. She's definitely worth it. Get your March Madness. It's available for the entire month. And remember that it won't be back until next year. Okay? Have a fabulous time with her session and with her. She's the best. Bye.
Welcome back to Awaken with Maria and Monica. And the doctor's in the house. Dr. Heller is in the house. You know how many people call
me? Maria and Monica.
Right. Do you know how many people call me for a second opinion after they go to the doctor's for a reading?
Of course. Yeah, that happens a lot.
And listen, sometimes, and I'm going to tell people this right here and now, if you're feeling fearful about this virus, don't, because you'll draw it to yourself. Whatever you fear is what you create. Second, if you're going to get it, and I've said this to my own children because they're like, Mom, you're 70. I said, yeah, but my 70 is not like anybody else's 70. And I don't let a number bother me. But if you're, you know, into that fear, you need to let that fear go, because here's the bottom line. If you came into this lifetime and you chose to leave by experiencing the coronavirus, nothing will stop that from happening. I have learned after all these years, there's two things you cannot interfere with in another person's journey: their birth and their death. You pick it before you come here. And that's what I told my kids. If this is the way I'm supposed to go out, so what? I'm okay with that. I'm ready. It's good. It's all right. It'll be fine. But it's never the way I've seen it. But if that's what you drew to yourself to experience, then that's why and how you're going to go out. And I'll tell you something interesting, Monica. One of my girlfriends was here a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. She brought her boyfriend with her that I had never met. And she wanted me to do a reading for her and for him. When we sat down, the guy had just turned 65. When we sat down and I went to read for him, the first time ever, the cards were telling me nothing. I was getting nothing on this guy. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? All I'm getting is a blank slate. You have a blank slate. It's like you can start your life over right now, every area of your life. Well, don't you know, 2 days ago, she wrote and told me that he got killed in a rollover accident.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, to fear the coronavirus, listen, there's a million ways people are dying every day. We have veterans, 23 a day dying. Nobody cares about that. There's no pandemic alert for that. You know, people dying of heart disease, mass shootings, this, that, the other thing, at greater numbers than this virus will ever touch.
Yeah. And if it takes something like this globally affecting everybody on this earth, as opposed to individuals. So look at all the shootings we've had this year in the United States, and last year, rather. But it takes something this huge, like a pandemic, to get everybody's attention at the same time. Because if everyone shifts at the same time, that is powerful, and that changes the frequency. And again, I always go back to Einstein. Raise your frequency to that which you want, and you shall have it. There can be no other way. So that's what you're saying as well. You raise the frequency. When you gave this person a reading, he passed over. Of course, nothing's going to come through. And also, I don't know if you read auras, but I know when someone's going to pass over, their aura disappears. I just see black. But I don't tell them, as you're not supposed to tell them either, because that's unethical. That's happened to me in the past. I've been doing readings going on 48 years in May since 1972, and that has happened to me as well, too. You're baffled about it at the time, and then when you realize it, oh, no wonder I didn't receive that. You're not supposed to receive when people die.
Well, you know,
I learned too from my teacher that there's three exit points that we could leave this planet anytime. I've already gone through two.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a purpose in life, you can put off. You don't die during the first time you could have, or the second time, because you have a purpose. So I wasn't ready to go those first times. You know, one was in the 80s, one was in the 90s, and now I decided, no, I've got to finish what I got started. Because I was thinking the other day, why did I choose this lifetime?
Right.
You know?
Don't we all?
And then I thought to myself, come on, girl, buck up and just finish what you started. You came here to get this done. Be proud of yourself that you can influence other people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, I just got really proud of my work.
Good. And rightfully so. You should. You know,
yeah,
for my listeners, you know, of course, everybody that has a subscription who's listening to the show today, I have tons of shows in the archives on how to be healthy. I've got vegetarian shows. I've got shows with doctors on site. I've got a show specific just for vitamin D3, which everybody should be banging back at least 5,000 units a day right now.
I take 20,000.
Oh, that's a lot of D3.
Yeah, but one of the things, I'm deficient. I had bypass surgery, and I was very, very low. I was hitting 19. That's very low. So I was told to bone up, and ever since I started taking 10,000 units a day, I'm in the normal range now, so I have to take more. But everyone's deficient in 3D. But that, you were talking about solutions.
Right.
One of the practical solutions is to up your D3. So start with 10,000, up your C, take about 4,000 units a day or 5. If you find that it gives you diarrhea, then you cut back, and that's how you know what your dosage is. And take 2 drops of iodine mixed with water, and just drink that every day. Those are solutions I got from David Icke. And then he sent me an email this morning, which I told him. He said, also add vitamin A. And you looked it up for us because neither one of us knew the benefits of it. And it talked about the immune system.
Exactly.
Because England's getting really hit hard now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're behind us a lot. They're behind us about 6 weeks.
Right. But, you know, everybody that starts out on their spiritual journey, especially from our age group, we all started out by reading Edgar Cayce's work. And Edgar Cayce.
Oh, yeah, my cousin Cayce, and it spells just like that.
Right. And Edgar Cayce always promoted an alkaline diet. He said disease can't live in an alkaline body. So, what I suggest people do, it's inexpensive, it's easy. Every morning when you get up, put a tablespoon of organic apple cider vinegar in a glass of water and drink it. It starts waking up your electrical system.
Yeah, I take that every single day, and sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligrams, which is just baking soda, and baking soda is alkaline.
Right. And, you know, there's a lot of other vitamins that, you know, a lot of people are taking that are good. Echinacea, you can take olive leaf extract. There's a lot you can do. And a lot of that is already here on site. So I don't want to keep repeating myself. And of course, eating as close to a healthy vegan diet as you can, because our food supply now is no longer being regulated. It's no longer being checked. You have no right to know where your meat comes from, what country it comes from. You know, there's somebody, the Dr. Bernard, in our last show a couple of months ago, when he said anybody eating sushi or fish needs to realize your fish is growing up in a sewer and you better have good health insurance. So I don't care what anybody does. And I had to defend myself on social media this morning and said, listen, I just put the information out there. It's not up to me what somebody does with that information. And if it makes you feel guilty, not my intention. I do what I do for me. Exercise is still good, you know, although there are a lot of gyms that are closing now. My son actually this morning sent me a photo of the post outside his gym in the Valley, Planet Fitness, that they're closed until April 1st. So I wrote him back and I said, yeah, but you know how to work out without a gym.
Yeah, do it at home.
Exactly. I mean, with YouTube, you know, anything from yoga to whatever you want to know is there. It's free. You know, use it. Now, I have...
Oh, YouTube's one of the best resources. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. And there's two doctors that I follow on YouTube that I'll give out their name. I don't get any benefit from telling you, except they're really good. One of them, he calls himself Motivational Doc, D-O-C. He almost has like an answer for everything and how you can take care of yourself. And I like the fact that his videos are short. The other one is Dr. Joe, J-O. She's also very good. So, you know, share the information when you learn good things. I mean, there's so much disinformation coming my way of cures that people think are going to work for this coronavirus. And then, you know, they're all garbage. I mean, I can see right through that they're garbage. And I'm like, why is it that people still want to do everything except the easiest thing, which is eat right, sleep right, drink clean water, and exercise?
Well, I mean, remember the words. Look, I'm an ordained minister. I'm a metaphysical minister, and I have been one since 1972. I was very young. I was 21, but I knew my path. Physician, heal thyself. The corrections and the healing starts from within us.
Exactly.
It's really not out there. I mean, these things can help us, but it starts out with our own thinking, our own emotions. We got to get that right.
Right.
And to open up that right brain, which is your intuition, is what's going to give you more information that's accurate, because the right brain and the heart, they can't lie. They don't know how.
Right.
They can only give us truth. So this is going to help us expedite the things that we do for a living, you know, which is using our right brain, doing prediction, seeing. For what's going to happen is you're going to use more of your mind, and you'll be able to get instruction for yourself. I mean, aren't you sick of using 15%? Don't you want to know what's going on in the rest of it? It's an amazing thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But people also have to remember, you know, we start to die the minute we're born. And I think that the reason people fear death is, for most people, it's the ultimate unknown. And religion, of course, has told them, you know, you're either going to go to heaven, hell, or you're going to get, you know, your own planet with 1,000 virgins, or, you know, whatever crap they throw out there. But what I have found is, no matter who, it doesn't matter what level of life people are on, all these years of having sessions with people, they could be old, they could be young, they could be rich, they could be poor, they could be fat, they could be skinny. They all feel something's missing in their life. And that hole that everybody has that they try to fill, whether it's with food or drink or material things, that missing piece is your knowing that this is not home, and it's a longing for home.
And look at what home represents: peace, love, joy, tranquility. We could have heaven on earth, because there's no such literal place as heaven. There's no literal place of hell. It's right here, and it comes through us mentally, what we create with our own thoughts and with our belief system. So we can create hell on earth, or we can create heaven on earth.
Exactly.
It's a state of mind. So people, don't get locked into this fear and all this other stuff. Yep, this is happening. Come from a place of observation. You know, see what's going on, but don't react, because the reaction is what's important.
Absolutely.
It's not what happens, it's how we react that makes the difference.
Absolutely. Listen, even in relationships, you know, people fight over the same thing over and over. Everybody knows how to push their partner or their kids or their parents' buttons. And the only way you can stop that cycle is to change your reaction to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Then you're not part of the dance any longer.
Exactly.
You know? And people go, wait a minute, how'd you get over? I mean, this morning I woke up thinking about two ex-boyfriends. I was dreaming about them. One was a successful lawyer, and he was berating me, and I was looking at him, and I was saying, gosh, get out of your path. You know, said, get over this. This was in the 70s. The other one was a boyfriend who was taking me out on a date, very handsome guy, but I kicked him out because he had an alcohol problem, you know? So I'm like, okay, now I have to delineate these two dreams that have to do with my past. But males in a dream always represent the male part of you. So that's telling me that there's something within me that's berating me. It could be myself, and I think that's it. And there's another part of me that wants to go back to old patterns because I've always had, you know, an addiction to food to calm my emotions because I've been raped twice and I was held prisoner in a house. I had to escape. It was an Iranian man. So I've had courage in my life, but sometimes those old little skeletons like to creep up and they can make you very insecure, you know, because everybody's insecure. I'm insecure, but I just know how to deal with it now.
Well, of course, it's like every family is dysfunctional, just in different ways. But I blame that on 1950s television that made us think those were the perfect families.
Oh my God, June Cleaver.
Right, where there was never a real family like that in existence since the world began. But listen, people have to remember to laugh. You know, I love when I see my subscribers posting on social media, you know, thank you for, you know, delivering the news where you actually could make me laugh. You know, even in times like this, you can make us laugh. You have to remember, you have your own description, Monica, for fear. But I've always said it's forever experiencing an alternative reality.
Yeah, and that's what this is. There's a lot of acronyms, actually. I've got a quote that says everything you want is on the other side of fear. But false evidence appearing real, false emotions appearing real, it's an illusion. Stop buying into it. It doesn't bring you anything but misery. So every day we have a choice to make. Are we going to follow the path of love or the path of fear? You know what I mean? We have to make that decision as soon as we wake up. And this morning, I put my hands straight up. I don't know what made me do it. It was almost like an evangelistic kind of thing. Maybe it was a past life or something. But I put my arms up and I said, I am one with the light and the love and the source that takes care of me, surrounds me. I went through that whole thing and I said, thank you. I'm so blessed. You know, and it was just, it felt liberating. And I don't, why do people put their arms up? Because I look at TV and I see some people that are, you know, gospel or whatever, and they always put their arms up, and I thought, I couldn't help it. They just went up.
Well, you know, it's interesting because as a Reiki master, when I attune, which is basically plug people into the Reiki healing energy around the planet, you put one arm up and one arm on the shoulder of the person you're initiating.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, how many pictures of Jesus have you seen where he's got one arm up and one arm pointed to the earth, or even in the tarot with the magician card?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's how you channel, that's how you channel spiritual energy, and it's always through your left side.
Now, we do have a lot of tools externally that can help us, and if you're a kind of person that needs confirmation or help, buy a set of angel cards. You know, tarot cards take forever to learn how to interpret because it's a little computer. It carries all information. Each card has a ton of information. But just get an angel card or get a set of runes, and all you do is pick one a day and just say, what do I need to know today? And it always gives you the message you need. I believe in doing that.
Well, there's so many cute little decks of cards, okay, even if it's just motivational or whatnot.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be, you know, any specific. Some people like to toss out a few runes during the, you know, at the beginning of the day, or I've taught my students to do, you know, three cards every morning for, you know, morning, noon, and night, and then at the end of the day, see what happened, what didn't happen.
Yeah, whatever, even the I Ching.
Right.
You know,
and listen,
whichever you choose,
right.
There's so many.
Right, and there's so many apps now that do it for you. You know, all you gotta do is hit your app in the morning, check your biorhythms, and if your body energy's down to shit.
I definitely checked my biorhythms because I knew my emotions were, like, you know, not in a good place. And I've been a believer. I used to have a biocalculator back in the 70s that would do it for me, but it stopped working in 1999. So now you go online, bio.com, and you just enter your birthday, and it gives you a readout. It shows you the scale, you know, so you can see the graph itself, and then it interprets it for you. So bio-chart.com.
Right, and if people have, you know, these motivational calendars where they have a motivational thing for every day and you peel off a page, do that.
Yeah.
If you have a favorite passage in the Bible or in a book of poetry, you know, open it up and read, you know, open it up without looking, you know, and just read whatever is in your face.
There's a new app that I just found called Enliven. And what it does is you just, you know, you download it and you just push on it and it gives you a new quotation every day. Or Daily Motivator by Ralph, Marsh Dunn, I think. Anyway, go to that website, dailymotivator.com.
Yeah, daily,
another good
right,
one.
Daily Quotes.
TUT is totallyuniquethoughts.com. That's Mike Dooley. He was in a video called The Secret.
Right. I've actually written for his website. I sent him an article this morning, too.
I
like his little...
TUT? Are you talking about TUT?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's free. And all you do is write down your first name, your birth date, your goals. And then they send you really special things because they keep it to whatever it is that you're interested in. So it's very customized. It's amazing, their technology.
Absolutely. But, the, you know, the one thing you want to do is look in the mirror as soon as you get up and say, I love you. What can I do to make you happy today?
Yeah.
That's such an
easy
way.
Picture. I have a picture of me at 5 years old and I look at her. I go, what do you need today, honey?
Right.
You know, and then she just telepathically tells me. So whatever, we do have a lot of solutions and a lot of external things, but remember, it all starts inside. But those external things are what help you change on the inside because they give you more confidence. So if you need to start that way, that's fine. Eventually, you'll see your power. You'll be able to just speak the truth, speak the word, and know that you are love, because that's the only thing that defines us, is that we're love. That's
right.
A fact, and anything else we tell ourselves is BS.
Right, and don't get too attached to the physical. It's just a vessel. It's just housing your soul so you can get through this video game that we decided to come down and visit in our avatar by design.
And we grow from it, though. That's the whole point of coming here, is that it's school.
Well, right,
you
and
know?
You come
so
here to experience.
I don't want to come back here again, do you?
Hell no. I'm like, oh, God, no. But as Michael Rakia says, let your last thought be, never come back, never come back. Because
I know, my teacher used to say depression causes reincarnation.
Well, I have to say reincarnation is a trap, and people need to make sure they don't get trapped in it again.
But we have a purpose here, and everybody else does, too, that's listening to this show. And what you need to do is just lock onto that purpose and move forward and go ahead. You know, I wanted to say something, if you wouldn't mind. I'd like to plug something,
sure.
Maria.
Sure.
I rarely do this, but I want to say that for people that are having some economical problems, but they need an answer, I am just email me, Monica, 888@yahoo.com, or just go to my website, monica.com, with two N's. And I'm offering, and it's not on my website. This is off my website. I'm offering for 1 month, if you need to ask me one question, I'm going to charge you $20 for that. And that one question could change everything in your life. So if you're interested in
doing that,
just go to my website, send me an email, and we can work that out. It's not on my menu at all. So $20, if you need an answer, I can spend up to 10 minutes with you with that. So I'm not vague. I don't just give yes and no answers. So I just wanted to let people know that that's available.
That's great.
The last time that was available was like maybe 15 years ago.
That's great. It's a good deal for sure. And, you know, listen, guys, if you're in a panic, you can always contact either one of us. And, you know, listen, I tell people, you know, sometimes people call me and they book a session, but it has nothing to do with them. They just want to talk about the world, and they want to talk about it with somebody that can answer their questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not limited, and I think what you're offering is great. I love it.
Thank you.
So, you know, listen, guys out there, you're not alone, okay? And what you're feeling and what you're experiencing, you're not alone. And one thing that I also do every night, besides sending Reiki the way I described it, and then I go through the names of people that have asked me specifically for it.
Yeah.
But then I also put it out to my co-host, to people I know that are sick. And I always send it out to everyone that supports me. So your soul can either accept it or reject it, but I do like a blanket for my soul group because you are the people I came here for. I didn't come here for the masses. So, you know, I care about you guys as much as you care about me. And we have to just keep that circle going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, there's so many services out there. I belong to a group of prayer warriors. And when people have issues, what happens? Because I'm, you know, with the Universal Church of the Master since 1972. Believe me, that was grueling, studying for that and taking classes every week for 3 years. Oh, my God, it was grueling. So I found, if you've ever heard of Unitarian or Unity, they have Unity. They have a prayer group, and they have a 1-800 number I'd like to give to you, because when you call that 1-800 number, you push option one, and a minister, a metaphysician, will answer your call and talk to you live. This is a free service. And what they do is once you tell them your first name and what is concerning you, they like almost like channel a prayer for you. It's so powerful. I've always ended up crying by the time I'm done talking to them because they just move me. And everyone, even the biggest skeptics, told me the same thing. When I called that, I was like a skeptic, and I ended up in tears. And so I want to give that number out.
Sure.
And then what they say at the end is that we're going to put you on a prayer list, and we will pray for you for 30 days. Hello. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then they send you an email of what, you know, to continue to think about what they said to you. So this number, you have a pencil, or you can actually, you know, download their program, Maria's program. It's 1-800-669-7729. 1-800-669-7729. Press option one to speak to someone live. It's free. Press option two to get a message.
Well, there you have it. And what I like about Unity is it's non-denominational. It's more spiritual. It's more spiritual than religious, and that's what I always liked about Unity.
Mm-hmm. My group was Science of the Mind, you know, which is like Unity.
Right. Well, Monica, our time is up, so I'm happy we got to share this. It was a happy show for me.
Yeah, me too. Really, all solutions, you guys. Don't get trapped in the illusion. Remember that. Things and our circumstances and our experience change when we change from the inside. The only reason why it's reflecting that is this world is so loving that it reflects back to us the negative things because it's trying to tell us where to change on the inside. That's the purpose of it.
Right.
Okay? It's trying to tell us how to change on the inside and what needs to change. So don't fall into getting stuck there. Make the changes on the inside, and then the reality changes on the outside.
Great.
So peace to everybody. Maria, I love you.
I love you too. I'll talk to you soon, though.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Monica Sepulveda. Check her work out at monica.com, and it's Monica with two N's, M-O-N-N-I-C-A. And for my listeners, which you probably already know, if you need long-distance Reiki, all you need to do is send me an email, and I'll put you on the list. That is my giveaway. Okay, I guess I'll see you guys on Thursday when I'm back with the news. I'll see you then.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.